Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Nelson Briles. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz fields it and throws to second for the out. Cash moves to third. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Oliver moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fairley moves to second. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lintz. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bryles moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kleins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton is walked intentionally. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive towards the mound. McAnally reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 1 in the game. McAnally hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryles is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryles hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lynch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bacabella for a passed ball. Kleins moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Little reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is 0 for 2 in the game. Briles strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kleins hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boots Day pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Dave Justy now pitching. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Foley trying to get to home. Stargell throws the ball into May, who tags Foley, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Scott moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Tony Scott now playing center field. Boots Day now playing left field. Tom Walker now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner bunts towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Stargell moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field. Scott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scott. Oliver scores. Stargell scores. Zisk moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a line drive into left field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. Day hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Tony Scott. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards the mound. Justy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.